It really does seem impossible to believe, but hundreds of thousands of music lovers will not be taking in concerts from the rolling green grass at Tanglewood this summer because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. But the BSO is taking its acclaimed months-long festival into the digital realm. BSO musicians, along with a wide range of guest artists, including cellist Yo-Yo Ma, pianist Emmanuel Axe, and violinist Joshua Bell, are helping to produce original pre-recorded performances for the new Tanglewood 2020 online festival. Encore and archival performances are also part of the lineup, in addition to informal conversation with artists and masterclasses. According to BSO President and CEO Mark Volpe, more than 8 million people have engaged virtually with the organization's output over the past 2 months, and they hope for much more than that this summer as part of this Tanglewood online festival. Alan Chartok is with me this morning. Normally, we said we would be at the great press porch, but here we are doing this virtually as well, and we welcome our good friend Mark Volpe to the roundtable. Mark, how are you?
Actually, I think the last time we spoke was in the Volpe studio, and I did send you a bill for rent, and I have not yet received the check, but I know Alan will get to it. I know he's been busy, of course.
Well, along those lines, I wanted to ask you, I mean, this is a fairly serious question, because all of us who live in the Berkshires, and that's where I'm sitting right now, love Tanglewood. And we all know that Tanglewood is the major attraction. Everything lives from Tanglewood on down. So are we in any danger? Is the BSO in any danger fiscally? I mean, what's the reality of this situation?
Well, the reality is we're foregoing, you know, roughly $30 million in income. But, you know, we went into the pandemic, fortunately, with a fairly strong balance sheet, with relative to virtually all performing arts organization, a pretty good amount of cash, because we don't qualify for the PPP program. Many orchestras were able to get Philharmonic 6.9, San Francisco 7.4, but we employ over 1,300 people. So that the cutoff there, as you undoubtedly know, is 500. So we've had to weather this just with our own, and we've a few people on the board have stepped up and contributed some money in a what I call liquidity fund, looking to the future and looking, you know, to the point where we can emerge from this pandemic. But it has been, I think, challenging, certainly financially. It's also been challenging psychologically, because, I mean, musicians, you know, we're all, you know, I mean, this is not a job, this is a cause, and we're all kind of built to perform and to support performance, and you know, people, you know, almost self-identify as you know musicians of an orchestra. I mean, the same thing's happening in athletics. You see these athletes from the various professional teams talk about it, and you know, there's so many uncertainties, and that obviously creates a certain anxiety. So part of what we're trying to do with virtual Tanglewood is to, you know, bring, I think there are 40 BSO players involved in coming to Tanglewood and Studio E. Thank God, you know, who would have thought, you know, we designed this studio that with cameras and with audio capture capacity, and you know, we never anticipated a pandemic, but it's quite fortuitous. And you mentioned a few names, or so many that we've had relationships with, and doing it for nominal amounts of money, because there's virtually, you know, a good part of what we're offering. There's a little bit of a paywall, but a good part of what we've been offering is free. And I was shocked, because I've been quoting, and then quickly told I was wrong. You know, it's not 8 million, it's closer to 16 million of digital impressions. So in one respect, that's quite reassuring that we're, you know, it's ironic, in fact, that we're reaching more people than we've ever reached. Unfortunately, the business model doesn't quite work. But anyhow, so it's like for everybody, it's been a tad surreal. And I'm sitting here looking out over the lawn, because I am in my office, because I have, you know, my setup is here, and so it is you feel the spirits, they're still here. Copeland, Bernstein, you know Wynton Marsalis, all the people that pass through this place, but yet it is what it is. You know, look, there are people suffering, there are people dying, there are people incredibly sick. So we just persevere and try to, with music, bring some solace, some comfort to people, and do it and stay connected to our Tanglewood audiences, albeit not in person, but through a virtual realm, and that's all we can do.
Here's a big question.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe. You go ahead.
Here's a big question. Does it screw up your retirement?
I was expecting my handicap to be around 4 or 5 right now. I'm not going to say what it is, but
you had announced that you were going to step down next season.
Yeah, and so we're still working through some stuff, but I told the board I'll stay until there's a successor selected. But part of what I wanted to do was stay here and work with the incredible musicians of the symphony and the artistic team and the staff to kind of figure out how to stay connected, the BSO at home, Pops at home, now the virtual Tanglewood, we're obviously using a few chits and asking all of our friends to come, and since there's no revenue, we're barely able to pay them what they really deserve, but they're coming in. They love Tanglewood. It's quite emotional. I mean, not to talk out of school, Gil Shaham, when he came in the studio, was like really, really emotional. And Pinky Zukerman, who I've known for 40 plus years, with his spouse, he captured a few pieces, and Pinky was just like, they hadn't done anything in 3.5 months. I mean, he said, I think the longest he's ever gone is 7 days or something. I mean, and not making music for a republic. And so it's no doubt you're at Tanglewood. Studio E obviously is glass. You're surrounded by that tree and the other buildings and the Highwood out and the horizon, so to speak. And we're really trying, even with drones and stuff to capture, it can't replicate, walking the grounds. I mean, we're not suggesting that. And we have the grounds open on Saturday and Sunday, and Wednesday for people who do want to walk the grounds. And they have to, it's free, of course, but you have to call in because we're obviously very careful about, social distancing and all of that, and even parking. And that is still a possibility for these next 8 weeks. Go on.
I was going to say, so my next question is, will you please reconsider your retirement? Will you just please? I just don't like this. I don't want it. I don't think it's right. And I would. And since you haven't, since they haven't selected anybody yet, there's still time. So please don't retire.
They're far along in the search process, and lots of consultants involved and all that. No, look, what I'm thinking about doing, Alan, is looking for like a radio license somewhere in Western Mass or upstate New York, and get some fairly opinionated people, and if Joe's not doing anything, and we can kind of talk about what's going on. I think that's
you'll pay him a little bit more.
You'll
pay him a little bit more.
No.
Yeah.
I've often asked you this question.
You and me.
When you get a great, I've asked you this, and over all these years, I've asked this question again and again, and you never respond. But when you get one of the greats to come, Gil Shaham, perhaps the best violinist in the world, to come, what do you have to pay him?
It's funny. I was talking to Gil the other day, and he said, "What do you think Alan Chartok makes?" I mean, it's just I don't know what this reciprocity.
You always pull that one.
Well, I still have your 990 on file. So
indeed, indeed you do, and you remind me.
If you want to get into an arms race, Alan, I'm there for you.
But I didn't ask you how much you made. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just
here's hit the papers yesterday, so you're a little late to that party.
Do you pay him less to do it virtual than you would if he were alive?
It's a small increment. It's basic an honorarium. No, none of these great artists, have asked for anything close to their normal fee. They basically understand, and it's basically to keep Tanglewood alive. I mean, I can't imagine a summer where there's no content coming out of Tanglewood. Now, I can't imagine a summer without an audience. So there we have it. And I wasn't here in 19. I said 45 to the other press. It's actually 43. I think we got caught up in the rubber and the gas rationing. There's one summer where there was no Tanglewood, but obviously in the midst of the Second World War, this is very different. Because normally, when something catastrophic happens, Kennedy gets shot in 63, and there's the orchestra playing the funeral march you know, 9/11 happens, and we're playing a Berlioz Requiem, not just in Boston, but taking it to Carnegie Hall in New York. So people tend to, you know, they gravitate to family, occasionally faith and music when they're, you know, it's part of a communal experience. And this is the first kind of national or international calamity where that doesn't work that way. You know, we're trying to do it virtually, but it's not the same as being in the shed or being in Ozawa Hall or being in the Symphony Hall at Symphony in Boston. You know, it's so strange to have something where people need music, and our numbers show it. I mean, you know, millions and millions of people are accessing our music, you know, and social media and our conventional web platform. So it's clear music still really, really matters, but it can't do it in the way where it has its most impact, which is in close proximity to other people in a communal experience.
And of course, you have the Great Lawn, as opposed to many other places, and we don't want people sitting next to each other within an area. When you were discussing how to get around this or what to do, did you ever consider just having people on the lawn?
Yeah, we looked at it, and actually our incredible team here, you know, led by Bobby Lahart, had a whole thing where we could put maybe 3,000 to 4,000 people all over various parts of the lawn. Where it really breaks down is bathrooms, food and beverage, getting, you know, in, egress, exit, you know, all that stuff where, you know, I mean, are people going to wait around so that we can sequence the departure after a concert? Or are they going to go rush to the gates and you know, and everyone wants to get out, you know, out, you know, leave at the same time, you know? And so we had the same issue that sports teams have, you know, they are, you know, proceeding, you know, similar to what we are doing, you know, without audience. Cause when you have a large place, yeah, you know, you could probably take, you know, a stadium and put someone, you know, every six seats apart, but that doesn't, you know, how do they get to that seat? How do they get to the bathroom? How do they get, you know, their hot dog and beer? You know, it just breaks down on that, you know, and candidly, we maybe with a little more lead time, you know, we are, you know, the social distancing dimension is a possibility, but you know, we were in the, you know, this thing is, you know, we had to decide on the end of the season, then spring pops, you know, we have a virtual July 4th thing, you know, on Bloomberg for 9 hours with Queen Latifah and then, you know, Leslie Odom Jr. and all these superstars, Melissa Etheridge, and, you know, putting that together, obviously, you know, we're putting, you know, so much pressure on our staff to basically unravel what we took 2 years to build and then find a substitute and do it in 7 days. I mean, virtual Tanglewood, you look at the amount of content and virtual Tanglewood and capturing all this stuff. And you know, and we're doing this, you know, and you know, like, you know, a week, 10 days. I mean, it's now the reality is, unlike other, you know, normal, whatever normal means, years where we're competing with, you know, 50 other, 100 other, 300 other competing venues across the world, there's nothing else going on. So basically, it came down to, if you were in New York or in the Berkshires, you know, Manny and Yo-Yo both have places, you know, and the Berkshires, you know, you're fair game. If the recitals, you know, we have people recording exclusively for Tanglewood in London, in Copenhagen, in Amsterdam, because they can't get here.
Right.
You know? And even Garrick Olson in San Francisco, you know, going to the San Francisco Conservatory to record his Tanglewood piece because it's, you know, clear he doesn't want to get in a plane and doesn't want to fly across the country. But he wants to be part of Tanglewood, you know, and so you know, the people that have come to Studio E, and that's like close, you know, over 50, are all people that live in the Boston, you know, Tanglewood, New York corridor.
We are out of time, but I want people to know we're going to talk to Tony Fogg and Sue Elliott next. But just for people who are interested, they can go on the grounds, as you mentioned, on the weekends. There are, of course, the virtual festival. So there is a lot still to do at Tanglewood, even though you're closed.
I hesitate to say this to you, but we all really love you. And I hope that you will unretire and do what I ask you.
Like everybody else, they do exactly what you ask them, Alan.
That's why Donald Trump is the president.
That's good. You beat me to the punchline. I'm your guest. You got to let me have the punchline. I was going right there.
and people don't know that you're a distinguished clarinetist, and that you always have that to fall back on.
That, well, yeah, and you know, if there was a subway to kind of hang at one of the entrances, I'd be there right now. But even that slowed down.
All right.
Yeah.
Mark Volpe is BSO president and CEO. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful summer, regardless, and keep up the wonderful work, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Joe.
Thanks very much.
Best of luck.
You can find out more about the virtual season by going to tanglewood.org. Coming up next, we'll talk to Tony Fogg and Sue Elliott.